Right now, it is time. No suspense here. We're going to head to India. Jason will be here, as a matter of fact, and it's time for Arjun Singh as we go around the world. Good day, Arjun.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. What is happening around the world?
Great. It's great. Everything is fine here. Weather is quite okay. But I saw a post on Facebook by Marcel, sir, of the snow of the back of the door. So I think it's still cold there, right?
Yes. It's cold and snowy. That was snow yesterday, and we're expecting more snow today. 4 to 8 inches of snow. We're expecting right here in Sharon, right around 8 inches more of snow.
8 inches?
Yes. That's what we say too, Arjun.
It's funny. I'm trying to do the distance from Jaisalmer to Sharon, Connecticut, and it is making making Google's head hurt. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, everything is fine here. Here the weather is quite okay. It's pleasant. It's not cold. It's not night time. But the thing is that now we are saying goodbye to the tourist season of the year. So we will have to wait for a long time till September, October 2018. So the tourists, I think it's now hotel people, camel riders, guides. They are a bit worried because they are not going to have more business because the desert festival is the last event, and then the tourists, they stop to come here in Jaisalmer. But the weather is quite fine. Still, I can see some groups here, but not those English-spoken people, but mostly yesterday when I was at the market, I saw a couple of groups of French people. More than 100 people were in the market, so still they are coming here. But now the groups will come with the French and Italians because they like to travel in groups, not in a couple or not with their family. And the U.S. people and the Britishers, they like to come here with family or with their friends. So they are not in groups always. But now we can see the change of the time. It's the month and groups are here. So I think this is the last 15 or 20 days for local people to earn, and then tourist season is going to, I think, complete. I can better say it's going to complete now.
And when does it begin, really, and when does it...
In month of August and September, we have Spanish tourists a lot, especially they come at that time. So, and with the month of October and November, then again we have non-English spoken people from Europe, like French and Italian. But the December and January, and especially February, these 3 months, especially for the U.S. people and Britishers, then they do like to come here in Jaisalmer especially. And because as we have flight this year directly from Delhi to Jaisalmer, so it also changed the scene. Now I can see some people, they come directly from Delhi to Jaisalmer, and then they go back. As just a couple of days before, I met one of my friends, and he told me that people like to come here 4 days and 5 days. They spend 4 or 5 days in Jaisalmer, and then they go back. I think it's good for the economy of Jaisalmer, because otherwise, you know, mostly the tourists, they stay here for a night or for 2 nights. But now, because of the flight facility, tourists come directly from Delhi, they stay for a longer time, and then they go back. It's good. It's good for the tourism of Jaisalmer because of the flight.
Right. And so, just so you know, I looked up the distance between New York City and Jaisalmer. I finally got that. And it's 7,246 miles.
Miles. I think it's about 14,000 kilometers, right?
Just about. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
14,000 kilometers, yeah.
And so that just...
It takes about 14 hours nonstop from Delhi to New York, Kennedy Airport. When I came first in 2009, it took about 14 hours. So it's a long distance, definitely long distance. And for 7 hours, when you start from Heathrow to Kennedy, it's a complete sea there. So I think it's on the different part of the world. And when the day is here, the night there, when the night day is here. So a different, a huge difference.
Yeah, I converted. I don't know if it's right. It says 11,661.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
that's about from Jaisalmer to Delhi, 1,000 kilometers more again.
Right. And you can't. Now, was there some talk at some point? Wasn't there going to be an airstrip or an airport?
There is an airport, but it's a military airport.
Yeah, there is an airport in Jaisalmer, but it was used for military purpose. So the passenger flights were not allowed for a long time. So it started first in December 2017 for the first time. And I think it's a huge success for the flight companies because they are earning good. It's a, the booking is on because lots of people, they don't like to come to Jaisalmer because it's far. It's, by road, it takes a lot of time, 7 or 8 hours by Jodhpur. So it's because of the flight facility, now they are getting good bookings because they started with the $50. I remember it was in newspaper that from Delhi to Jaisalmer, then you have to pay $50. But right now, it's more than $200. The rates are so increased. So it's because of the people, they are interested to come by flight.
So,
it's happening.
You did notice an improvement, if it just with your eyeballs, you noticed an improvement in the number of people who came?
Yes, I think we have many people, especially who would never come to Jaisalmer because of the long distance, but it's because of the flight facility, they decided to come here. Many rich, especially, many rich Indians from Mumbai and Delhi. And yes, after I think for 2 or 3 days, we have 3 big weddings in Jaisalmer. So Jaisalmer has also become a wedding destination for a long time. So the people, because of the flight facility, now they can have charter planes and they can come here. So we have a very good, it's better than the other airports of Rajasthan like Jaipur and Jodhpur. It's a new and interesting civil airport we have right now. But we have only 2 flights right now, one from Jaisalmer to Jaipur, the capital of Rajasthan, and the other one is Jaisalmer to Delhi, the capital of India. So I think soon we are going to have some more flights for Mumbai and Calcutta and Ahmedabad, as I come to know. So it's really good for the future of trade and for the business class people. It's going to be very interesting.
That's it's going to be interesting to see what happens next year also, eh?
Yep, yeah.
And any other news on your the family and the house?
Well, everything is fine here. Father, who just we just went to the doctor as we always go in once in a twice 2 months. So we got the same medicines back. My father feeling much better because as the winter goes and arthritis. I think it's not good for the people who suffer from arthritis. The cold weather, so warm weather is coming. So it's good for my father. He's feeling much better. Mom is fine, she's fine, and she plans to go once again for a religious tour if she gets the chance, because she's planning for that. So maybe 15 or 16 ladies of the community, they are planning to go when season is off, like in month of May and June when we have vacations. So she's planning for that. And Girdhar and kids, they are just doing their best to appear in the annual exams. Soon we have exams in the month of March and April. And at my school, students are doing best because they also going to appear in the annual exams. So people a bit busy here, and everything is fine here with my family here.
That's very good. And what is your move plan? Are they planning to move into the house? Is that clear yet?
No, not yet. It's really a emotional issue. Because the house is quite completed, but it still needs some work, like doors and windows and all those things. It will take about a month, and I decided, but my mother is not happy with this because it's not easy to leave the house, lots of memories and everything. But let's see what happens, because when the house is ready, definitely we would like to use it, because we did a lot for that. So again, we will give chance to our parents, what do they think if they come with us. Definitely, we move in a month, and if they don't, then we will wait for their decision also. So I'm not going to say that I'm going. What they will decide, I will follow them.
And when do you think you will be ready?
I am planning that next winter would be good for us, because I'm going to spend a couple of festivals with my family here again, with my parents, like Holi and Deepavali. Those are the big festivals, because it's good if you celebrate these big festivals with your family. So I want to spend these couple of big festivals with my family, and then I want to move from here. I will just go try to stay there what I feel, because it's not easy to leave those wonderful people. And I would also like to offer my brother, if he comes with me and stay. It's a big house. We have 4 rooms there, and definitely we can go and stay there. But the thing is that it's in a colony, and my parents think that colony is not good not as safe as you live in a neighborhood where we are staying here for a long time. So it's not a decision of mine own. I think a lot of people are going to decide in this way, my brother, my father, my mother, even my wife, and even what the kids, because the kids want to stay together for a long time. They are not going to be separated soon. So let's see what happens. It's not clear everything yet.
That is so true of most of life. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. But one adventure of my home is, I think, is going, because that was a big dream. My grandpa, he did not make a home because my father bought it. So making a home is really a big challenge here, because it's a small town and you want perfection in all kind of things. So it's very tough. So I really worked hard for 2 years continuously and working on that. And my father, my grandfather, especially my father, is very happy with it, because he just bought a home, but he didn't just construct it. So he knows very well how tough it is. So he's very happy. But with the grace of God and with the blessings of you all, very good people, I could be able to do it. And hope we have one new home. So now we belong to homes. So it's good for all of us, for our kids, that now we have two houses here in Jaisalmer town.
Well, that is so, it's really wonderful to have watched your expansion and to be a part of it. And we send our very best to everyone and look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. So kind of you. We are going to complete 9 years in March.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And soon, soon you will be heard in Kent and Millbrook and some other places. So, yeah, 9 years.
My goodness. Wow, thank you. And I think in my new home, I'm going to make a small airtight studio that will help me to just, get Wi-Fi there and do this show via internet. So that will be quite fine for me also. So thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, Arjun, take care.
Thank you.
That is Arjun Singh, and we head around. I love the way this does this. Just won't ever hang up. We head around the world with Arjun Singh here on Robin Hood Radio.